Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew. Wow, okay, and so the mask comes off, and yeah, well, you know that film that you really hope is going to surprise you? Well, let's just say that The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum is a movie that keeps its treasures really well hidden. I mean, it starts off well, opening to the strains of Spandau Ballet and Hissing Snakes. This is an adventure comedy that shamelessly wears its influences on its electric pink jumpsuit. Story-wise, Sandra Bullock is Loretta, a romance novelist who is struggling with her latest book, coerced into a book tour with a pretty boy cover model, Alan, as played by Channing Tatum. She then gets kidnapped by Daniel Radcliffe's rent-a-Brit to be a bad boy, who's after a crown of fire in a lost city that she referenced in her book. However, saying all that, Loretta hates the life. She wants to kill off a book franchise and definitely does not want to find some lost city for Daniel Radcliffe. So what in effect do you get with the lost city? Well, Sandra Bullock can't sit still on any chair that she's offered for the duration of the first act. I mean, it's literally like she's balancing on an invisible Vaseline yoga ball. Daniel Radcliffe over-enunciates every line he gets because he's rich, bad and British. However, Channing Tatum fares the best with the stereotype who can't adequately articulate his feelings. However, let's be clear though, this is undemanding stuff that will please those who want to pick leeches off Channing Tatum's naked gluteus maximus. Yep, you'll get to do that too. However, there's a decent guest cameo that gets an even better shock exit that kickstarts a bunch of chasing through the jungle and squabbling. Sadly though, saying all that, if you came for an updated version of 1984's Romancing the Stone with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, coupled with the classic that is Raiders of the Lost Ark, well, then you might not get what you expect after 2 hours of the Lost City's ingredients being stirred. In effect, this is not the real Joan Wilder, and you might want to keep this book closed until it hits streaming, or you need something really lightweight to wash away the week. I mean, by all means see it, but I wouldn't rush into it with open arms.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.